Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about this church. It's about Him. Amen. And that's what the book of Hebrews is all about. It's about God is revealing to the Hebrew people. I give you the introductions, but I need to move on. But he's revealing to the Hebrew Christians that Jesus is so much better than anything they've ever experienced. The first three verses of Hebrews chapter number one, we looked at it last week, and it talks about how Jesus was better than the prophets. Prophets of old, Moses and Isaac and Jacob and Elijah and all the Old Testament great fathers of the Old Testament, you see in verses 1, 2, and 3, really, that Jesus is so much better than those prophets. Then we get to verse number 4 and down through the rest of this chapter and then chapter number 2, that Jesus is not only better than the prophets, he's also better than the angels. So I'm going to read you to verse number 8 from verse number 4, verse number 8. Then we'll talk about those few verses this morning. I tell you what, it won't take me 30 seconds. Let me start in verse number 1, okay? Put it all together. Because when we get to verse number 3, I told you that verse number 3 unlocks the book of Hebrews. That's the key, verse number 3, to all of Hebrews. So let's start in verse number 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who, speaking of Jesus, his Son, being the brightness of his glory and the expressed image of his person and the upholding of the upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Amen. Amen. And amen. Verse number 4, he continues, being made so much better than the angels. And we're going to get to that phrase, being made. But being made so much better than the angels, he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, speaking of the Father, thou art my Son, this day I have begotten thee. And again, speaking to the angels, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth the first begotten into the world, which is Jesus Christ, he saith, and let all the angels of the world, all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire? But unto the Son, he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, a scepter of righteousness at the scepter of thy kingdom. Now again, we're on holy ground right here. We're talking about Jesus, the Son of God, how he's not just better than the prophets, he's better than even the angels. Christ is better than the angels. And it talks about he became, in verse number 4, he made, being made so much better than the angels. I wrote something down the other day. Let me read this, okay? He became better than the angels. How is that possible? He's the creator of the angels, so how can the creation be greater than the creator? Well, he's not talking about the deity side. He's talking about Jesus through his humanity side. And let me read this. Through his incarnation and through his crucifixion and through his resurrection, because of what Jesus did here on this earth, he became better. In other words, let me show you. Christ is first in order in rank and position and inheritance. Remember, we talked about that last week, about he and the inheritance of all things. What does that mean, he's inheritance of all things? Didn't he create it all? Yes, as God in deity. But in human form, we remember Jesus Christ was fully God and fully man. He wasn't half God and half man. He was all God and all man. And because of that completed work on the cross of Calvary, and because of that resurrection, and praise the Lord for that resurrection, if it weren't for that, we wouldn't even be here today. But because of that, he being made so much more better than the angels, that because of what he did, let me read the rest of this. It may make it clear. He became first in order in rank and position and inheritance. And then he said that he has a more excellent name than they. And that name is Son. Son. While the angels collectively were called the sons of God, remember in the book of Job, chapter number 1, the angels were talking, they were called collectively the sons of God. No angel has been given the name Son individually. Only one person receives that name. That's Jesus Christ. That excellent name. Name that is above every name. That the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess to the glory of the Father, that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Well, that name belongs to the only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ. So we see that when it talks about being made, he became because of that finished work on the cross. He did what God had sent him to do. Remember, Jesus said, I've come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, you can really get, there's other denominations, other religions that would tell you that Jesus was a created being. And they'll take one of this verse, they'll say, he was made. He was created. There are some groups that say that Jesus was just an angel, that Jesus and Satan are brothers. You've probably heard this. A group of people say that Jesus and Lucifer are brothers. And Lucifer just went bad and Jesus came good, you know, and it's heretical. But yet we know from the Word of God that Jesus is the creator of all things. Amen. Of all things. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In other words, he created it all. Things that we see, the Bible talks about the things that are visible, things that are invisible. Things that we see, and the things that we don't see. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago about the atoms and the molecules, these things that we can't even fathom. He just spoke it into existence. Right. Well, because of what he did in the incarnation, and in the crucifixion and the resurrection, he became. Let me add this, and I'm going to move on to verse number five. If he would not have died on the cross, and if he would not have resurrected from the grave, do you know we would still be lost? Our sins could not be forgiven. And everyone from Adam up through the Old Testament, and all the killing of the lambs and the goats and all the sacrifices that were made, it would have been useless. When they brought their offerings in the Old Testament, they were looking toward the cross, even though they don't understand it all. But Jesus, God never forgave them of their sins. Now get this. We're going to read in Hebrews, don't you know that the blood of goats and of lambs doesn't forgive sin? What it did, it rolled sin over. Oh, it kept rolling it over and kept rolling it over and kept rolling over till Jesus actually paid the ultimate sacrifice for the sins of all time, past, present, and future, on the cross of Calvary. You follow? Okay. When he did that and he resurrected from the dead, that's where that he made so much better than the angels. He hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name because of what he did. Nobody else could do that. We read in verse number 3 that he by himself purged him for our sins, and it had to be through his shed blood. Verse number 5. We see first of all that in verse number 4 that Christ is first in rank. Okay. Verse number 5, we see he's first in relationship. There's nobody like Jesus.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.